As most of my THC-saturated neighbors here on the South End know, Canada just went green. Marijuana is soon to be legal across the Great White North. Little wonder the Trumpster has washed his hands of these hockey-loving infidels and put tariffs on them in our national security interests. They're a clear and present danger, a hostile, potential invasionary force. A nation of dope-huffing, hockey-crazed wackos so menacing we probably should build a border wall on our northern flank. The bastards believe in the metric system, for cripe's sakes. You think that's not foreign to our American values? Wake up before it's too late. I don't want a hockey rink in my backyard. Hopefully this cannabis legalization will serve merely to sedate those Canucks. Eh? But I'm not, and the president certainly isn't, betting on drugs being the answer. Not when we've seen how marijuana has proven to be a gateway drug to liberalism, abortion, anti-gun sentiment, and all manner of unspeakable sexual deviance. These tundra dwellers are so stoned right now, they can barely negotiate a trade agreement to take the place of NAFTA. What kind of trading partners will they be when the stuff is legal? Tariffs are only the first phase, believe you me. This menace must be stopped. If a wall won't protect us, we have other options. A first strike should be kept on the table. Trump should demand Trudeau surrender now. Don't make us pull the trigger, Canada. We just want you to be compliant neighbors. Is that so very much to ask? But if you refuse to concede to our demands, no matter how much tar sand oil you promise to deliver to our pipelines, it's nothing compared to what we're packing your pipes with. We have drug rehab clinics here that we can provide you, but the first step is to accept you have a problem. Don't make you ours.